Alice and Marge answered the ad. To their delight, they received a telegram saying they were hired. Although they were in their 20s, their parents were upset at first about their daughters leaving the ranch. But Alice never swerved from her dream of seeing more of the world. Now she had her chance. Soon, Alice and Marge were off to Ohio to join the traveling show. In those days, places to stay along the road were scarce. Alice and Marge often had to sleep in tents. For their weekly salary of $15, they also had to sew their own costumes. Alice loved her new job and life. To her, the cowboys and cowgirls were like a big family. She became a distinct presence in the shows. Caption: Alice and her sister Marge perform in a Wild West show in 1935. Caption: Another cowgirl, Tad Lucas, tips her hat before the World Championship Rodeo of 1936. Alice's favorite shows to ride in were at Madison Square Garden in New York City. It was not a garden at all, but a large indoor arena. Boxing matches and hockey games were popular there. So was the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. The crowds who packed the garden found the Wild West shows thrilling. They appreciated everything we did, Alice said. The Bucking Bronco event would be ready to start. Alice would climb onto a horse's back. The horse would start to buck. It would often seem suspended in air. After 8 seconds, a buzzer would ring. If Alice was still on the horse, the crowd would go wild.